Jim.
The soil he did crawl.
Earthworm Jim.
A super super fall. Jim was just the third eating chewy length of worm flesh, but all that came to a crashing end.
Earthworm Jim.
He's such a groovy guy.
Earthworm Jim.
He rockets through the sky, cruising through the universe, having lots of fun. Here comes Earthworm Jim. You know that he's a mighty one.
Buenvenidos a los Casual Cavaliers de las Juegos.
Simón Carnal.
Mi nombre es Dirk.
I like tequila.
mi nombre dos. What does nombre mean?
Nombre is name.
Oh, numero is
numero is number. Nombre is name.
Nombre
may no
rain.
I don't know. We may have screwed something up. We may have to do more apologies after this. I'll try it again. Welcome to the Casual Cowards of Gaming. My name is Dirk.
I'm Chester.
I'm Ryan.
I've been working on that phrase for 3 weeks and I fucked it up.
Really?
Yeah, it's been terrible. It's been terrible.
What else have you done with your life?
Nothing. Nothing. It's absolutely nothing.
You've just been watching Muzzy and practicing your Spanish?
No, I had a woman at work tell me how to say it and I'm just like, Cabardes Casuales. Cabardes Casuales. Which I messed up.
Sounded good to me.
De los Juegos. Well, you got to get the hola.
Deep. Like the announcer from the Spanish programs. Hola.
Hola. Me llamo es Chester.
I'm going to stop working on this.
You're still doing it on the side. I knew you weren't fucking done with that, you son of a bitch.
So if you haven't seen the website, Chester's been working real hard on it. And today, I think he's going to get rid of all of those 404 errors.
All of them.
Good job.
You done fucked up now.
Good job.
If you... Oh, we got to do that. Oh, yeah.
Thanks. Thanks for hooking us up.
Thank you. Yeah. Still ironing out the kinks in the website after the migration, but...
The what? Yeah.
Kinks.
What?
Kinks. Migration.
Migration of the kinks?
Yes, the migration of the kinks.
Yearly migration of the kinks. the band...
So you're only going to get several viruses from our website instead of all of them.
One or two. Yeah. I actually eliminated that, the stupid spam posts.
Oh, those were the greatest. How am I going to get name brand footwear at low, low prices?
No, but Chester has actually done us not dirty, and we've actually added a link to all of our different sites where we keep our content, so it's very easy. You just go to casualcowards.com, but if you're listening to this, you're probably already on Stitcher or Pocket Cast. Yeah. By the way,
iTunes
dude,
or...
fuck Stitcher's image that just will not scrape from our image.
Is it still the WordPress?
It's the generic WordPress logo.
That's good. By the way,
happen.
We own WordPress. We're doing really well for ourselves.
That's right.
We just do this on the side. So,
I got a disturbing text from John
about his what? About his vasectomy?
He said your wife is out to dinner with someone.
Oh, it's a black guy.
I know it is, but it's just weird that would text me because he's probably out to dinner with someone as well.
Is it Kyle?
No, it's her friend, so don't worry about it.
Oh, the guy she's been applying for jobs and apartments with?
Yeah, that guy. Anywho, let's not talk about my wife's infidelity. Let's talk about the game. We are doing the 18th episode. We are going to talk about Earthworm Jim. However, first and foremost, we need to give away some free stuff.
Free stuff. I win.
Absolutely free stuff.
I win.
You know what? When you listen to our podcast, you're always a winner.
You're always a winner. You get free stuff. Can you catch VD through the fucking
I was gonna say, like, when you catch herpes, you're always a winner.
You're going to get an ear infection.
Anyway, so we tried to run a little bit of a giveaway between our podcast and Twitter, and we found it didn't work too well. Apparently, we did something wrong.
Maybe, it worked well enough.
Maybe we gave away a racing game, which nobody gives a shit about.
Yeah.
Keep making them. Somebody cares.
Oh, yeah. It's a PAL version, and it's Xbox 360, and then it's like, fuck that. It's not an Xbox 4 like I was talking about earlier.
Xbox.
You see what
Xbox
I did there? I brought it full circle.
Yeah, because everyone was there eating Hot Wings with you when you said that.
Oh, shit.
I don't know why everyone, like that one guy was hating on it hard.
Oh, yeah. We posted up. We're like, hey, we're giving away a free game, Grid 2. All you got to do is text, I want to win. The guy's like, Grid 2 was free and terrible.
I played it for a little while.
It was free because we're giving it away.
Well, apparently it was free. And it drove like a fucking racing game.
Apparently Codemasters had like the worst model ever. I mean, they are British, so I don't know how their consumerism works over there. Let's give it away for free.
Well, it works. I mean, works apparently they keep making enough money to get all of these name brand cars in there.
Yeah. Anyway, so we got a few entries. We did a little drawing out of a hat, and congratulations to @Jealous.
Jealous or like a felon.
G Ellis 777.
Oh, that probably makes more sense. Way to go, Jealous.
You are the winner. We will be stalking you on Twitter to get your home address, where we're going to come and forcefully give you this
and
disc.
Stalk you in real life.
We're going to make sure it fits firmly inside of the
DVD
drive.
We're
going to
give you our PAL version.
Yeah. Yes, all about the PAL version. So with that, along with the game, we're going to give him some stickers. Eventually, he's going to get a shirt from us. And
Jizrek? Yeah, Jizrek.
Jizrag?
Free Jizrag.
Oh, yeah, because nobody's going to wear those.
Gently used.
And then we also have more stuff to give away. We're going to try a little bit of a new giveaway since nobody, I guess, texting or direct messaging us, "I want to win," was too much. All we're going to do is this is going to be just something on
God
Twitter.
God forbid you should put three words in there.
Yeah, we'll start four. It Sorry. Right after this episode is posted on Sunday the 2nd. We will we'll go ahead and throw up a tweet just basically saying you have to follow us and retweet it. Retweet the message.
It's only like one button. That's
it's like two things. Dude, I surfed through. I had to what is it, connect the dots back to the first person who posted the GameCube one today in order to retweet the original message. It took me a while. My feet fell asleep when I was taking a shit. I mean, I was just really? Like, I cannot get off
Twitter's
this.
Twitter's hard to figure out who started the, like, thread.
It is hard to Twitter, isn't it?
It's difficult.
It's hard. It takes at least one thumb. That's crazy.
I don't understand Twitter.
So what game are we giving away?
Formula One 2013 Xbox 360 version. It is a PAL version. And it is not my shirt, my Puma. Oh, and we also have a shirt. We have a Codemaster shirt. I was like, Puma shirt? What are you talking about? It's gray.
And we're going to give away Dirk's Puma shirt since 1994.
We are also going to give away a Codemaster shirt that came from across the pond from Codemasters. We're going to give away a bunch of stickers, our stickers, and we're also going to throw in one of our shirts as well.
It's an import.
It is an import.
Yeah.
I was also told today that PAL will work on most Xboxes state sides.
Unless you're using what, composite?
Yeah, no, component?
Component
is just the yellow video.
Yeah, I remember those
from
15 years ago.
I just want to stop this and say that if you're playing Xbox 360 in 2014 with a component, just turn the podcast off. We don't want you to be our listener. You're too far behind the time, sir. Yeah. I know we're talking about it. Just go ahead and
throw
shut
that
it down.
CRT away. You could probably pick up a flat screen at fucking Goodwill.
Yeah, for cheaper
that
than that.
That has an HDMI input.
Cheaper than that. So, yeah, we're going to be doing that Formula One 2013 straight from – it's a special edition. Straight from Codemasters.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's golden.
Yeah, can't get it now. I still don't think you can get it now unless you're on Steam or PlayStation Network. And you can't even have the physical copy. So we'll see how that goes. And we'll do the drawing in 2 weeks from the 28th?
Sure.
Yeah, 2 weeks from the 28th, so you're looking at the 14th.
Now you're ruining the mystique.
We know that we post these things. Like, we record them and post them 2 days later.
See, everyone thinks we record them that day and post them an hour later. Now you just ruined it.
Oh, I ruined the facade. Chester.
Also, don't...
It's the same.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I just also don't fear. We are drinking. We just... Chester has a keg for us, so you're not going to hear beers opening. So
nope, and it's a flat keg, so...
Yeah, it's very, really.
I'm
really
glad you
flat.
Actually mentioned that because I have some apologies to make about a couple statements that I made, and not that they were like, you know, racist or
yeah.
like anything.
Keep apologizing.
Like, I want to just preface this with letting everybody know that this is a drinking podcast first. First and foremost, we are a drinking podcast, so there is nonsense that's going to happen. And in the past two episodes, I've made some statements that were less than accurate.
Some untruths.
Untruthitudes. And the first one This one was just a Freudian slip. Alphonse, what's his last name?
Ribeiro.
Alphonse Ribeiro is Carlton Banks, not the person that I said two episodes ago, whatever it was. I apologize, Mr. Ribeiro. I know that you probably scour the internet for people to say your name.
My girlfriend said that his wife is hot.
Probably. But, you know, Mr. Ribeiro can still dance. So I am sorry for that. And the second one, I think I have to turn in some type of nerd card.
Yeah.
I think I'm done with it.
You gotta like let us beat you up with Renaissance Festival swords or something.
Yeah. So I two episodes ago, I made a comment about Batman. I'm sure Batman had his reasons for becoming a superhero or becoming a hero.
A vigilante.
Yeah. And in my defense, my two co-hosts didn't say shit to me when. I'm sure he had his reasons. I mean, I'm not going to question.
I don't know what those reasons were.
What they could be.
It's not like I'm reading, you know, Nightfall yeah. right now.
So, in my defense, I still think the show of, what is it, New Gotham or Gotham?
Yeah, I think it's just called Gotham.
Gotham is going to be crap because.
How is that in your defense?
In my defense, I'm trying to reflect or deflect or do
Let
something.
Let me turn your hate onto something
it's
else.
It's not my fault. It's not my fault.
So anyway, I apologize. Boxes. I know that Batman had his parents killed, and that's why he is Batman.
Yeah.
What'd you get your parents for Mother's Day or for Batman? Anyway, so that's pretty much it. I don't know where that came from.
You know what I love even better is that like during the outlining of this show, instead of writing Dirk's an idiot, you wrote Dirk's and idiot.
I am and idiot. I did. Look at that. Wow.
Dirk's and idiot.
Thanks for bringing that up, you motherfucker. You know what? I'll just give you one of these. There you go. Congratulations, Ryan.
So it's all true. It's all true.
Just stick that in your box of achievements. Straight Shivos. So, yeah, we got a lot of stuff we want to talk about before we get to the episode. So, do you want to start at the top, work down? I'll leave it up to any of you.
I'll start with the Steam Box that none of us have yet, but we're all really excited about for some reason.
I'm not so much excited about it anymore, and only for the fact that it's not going to be as attainable as I thought it was going to be.
Why? They're not going to just sell them on Amazon?
Nope. They have 14 different PC manufacturers, all making 14 different boxes, and they range from $500... to $6,000.
I have a Steam Box right here.
Yeah, that's
right over there.
That's what I because I was really excited when we first talked about this a dozen episodes back, to where I was like, this is going to be cool. If they can make a PC affordable to compete with any of the game systems that are out now, I would rather have a Steam Box because I can just play anything. There's not going to be anything.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, you can only play it on Xbox. You can only play it on PlayStation. Cross platform.
Yeah, it's no cross platform, and it opens up the friends list because Steam did do the cross platform multiplayer with Portal, so that kind of
pretty cool.
There would probably be something like that. So starting at the base price of $500. I'm out. I'm already out. And then if you're getting up to 600, I know Falcon Northwest or one of those other boutique dealers. Those are you're looking at me. Have you ever heard of Falcon Northwest?
No, I think Alienware is as top of the line as I've ever heard of.
No, yeah, Falcon Northwest is just that is the apex. There's might be one more above it, but that's just
sounds like an airline.
Stupid. It's stupid. But it's going to be the best PC you'll ever own. But it'll be outdated within
6 months.
They have 30 days. So. I'm curious to see what happens with it. They do look really cool. They basically are PCs, but at the $500 price point to enter,
you might as well just build. Wouldn't
you just build?
No, I would just upgrade whatever I already have. You know,
Chester, thoughts?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. It's well done.
I already have a PC that I spent about $500 on.
Yeah,
and it does more than just play Steam games. Mm-hmm. I can other things.
I can't. This is the thing that bothers me is that even though it's a Steam Box, they may have a Steam OS on it. I can't see them limiting it to it not just being a PC.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah. Is it a console or is it a PC?
Well, and I think they're trying to bridge the gap between that. But even if I had the money, if I'm dropping $1,000, if say I went to one of the more higher end ones, if I'm spending $1,000 to $2,000, $3,000 on one of those, I'd rather just get a badass computer. Or just buy a used car. It's just more practical.
And put a PC in the car.
Yeah, I could.
And play Steam games in there in your driveway for $3,000. It ain't going very far.
It's not going anywhere. I don't know. I have mixed emotions about it. I think that I kind of wanted just a beefier Ouya. Or I can't get the voice that deep. So yeah, we'll see what happens with that. It should. I don't know when they're going to be released. I could probably cheat and look here real quick. 26.
It just seems the whole thing's coming. Did you see Gabe's rant the other day on the Reddits.
No, was he?
Yeah, he went
mad?
Off on the the modding community. Well, not the modding, but the cheat mods people make.
So he shouldn't go off on the
modding community. Not the modding community, but the people who do those cheat mods, which allows them to cheat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He just fucking went off, man.
You can't give free rein to people and be like, hey, here's a tool that you can use forever you want to, and then
I know he enjoys the what people can do with the game and then do it themselves, mm-hmm. but when you're doing multiplayer and you're making cheats for that,
yeah,
that's what he was kind of bitching about. Like, don't ruin the experience for everybody else because you want to be an asshole.
What I was going to say?
I don't know.
In the same issue of the Game Informer where they had the Steam boxes that they were also talking about, they finally, the team of independent modders finished the Half-Life 1 in the Half-Life 2 engine.
No.
Yeah. So
I didn't know anyone was doing that.
Well, it's been going on for years, so.
And then maybe one day they'll do the Half-Life 2 and the Half-Life 3 engine.
Oh, if there's even a
one of these days.
Oh. That's not what I wanted to do, damn it. I got rid of the laugh. I got rid of the cheesy laugh. I didn't think we'd use it. Yeah, so that's, we'll see where that goes. Other than that, we have our different games that we've been kind of playing. I picked up Broken Age. I finally got around to installing it, the episode one, and it's very much like it's put out by, who is that, Double Fine. So it's very much like the old LucasArts point and clicks. It went from really bright and cheerful, because I started playing the girl. There's two different missions. There's like the girl mission and the guy mission. Started playing the girl mission, and it went from really bright and cheerful to completely dark and morbid.
Yeah, it went from like Hello Kitty to Hello Kitty.
No, it went from, yeah, because you're happy, like you go to your house because it's like a party for you, and like it's all, oh, look at the cake, it's going to be awesome, you should blah, 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 we need to eat this cake, and it's all you just trying to find a knife to cut the cake, and then as soon as you find the knife, it's like, okay, so the whole cake was because we're going to sacrifice you to a monster. Huh. So,
all right.
So it's not really a birthday party.
It's, no, it's not.
Kind of a going away party.
Yeah, it's a going. Well, I guess it was like it was. They line up.
It's that thing from South Park.
I'm sure it's one, two. They line up five girls from the village in these giant cake dresses, where the bottom of it is cake, and this giant monster comes out of the sea, and all the girls are like, "Take me, take me." And the first one, he like this huge arm comes down and grabs her, and then pulls it up and like drops it in her mouth. And you can see, like, this lifeless body just tumble into this creature's mouth. You're like, all right, so that shit just happened. So I got through that part, and I haven't played it much, but it was...
I got through the first 3 or 4 minutes. It's pretty awesome.
No, it was probably about 30 minutes, but it was quite the juxtaposition of...
What's the price on Broken Age?
I don't think it's available right now to anybody who wasn't a backer. I paid $35 to be a backer. And
did you get a t-shirt or a handy or something?
No, I think it was like $100 to get a t-shirt.
So what the fuck did you get?
I got
a beta code.
I don't know if it's beta. I know it might be out now. You can look right now while I'm talking about it. But I know that on episode one we get first access. I don't know if it's being sold yet, but I started playing episode one. So there you go.
Well, if George Lucas has taught us anything, you never want to be early for episode one.
It's good. It's good. It's going to be a good game. I can see. I'm curious to see, because there's a girl that's kind of in like country bumpkin backwoods olden time, and then there's a kid who lives in like a space station. So the way that their stories intersect,
very Chrono Trigger.
Probably could be, yeah.
Sounds cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So
sounds exciting.
I've been doing much. Just, you know, I've been smoking weed, doing heroin. You know, all that stuff. Black Tar. You know how I get down.
I took the laugh button.
You played for
off.
Keeps.
I took the laugh button.
No,
off.
I've been playing. You know what I've been doing? I've just been doing nothing but playing fucking Sleeping Dogs like a motherfucker.
Really?
Yeah, I've been playing the shit out of Sleeping Dogs. Which now I want to. Now that I can have mastered the art of stealing cars, I want to go do some Grand Theft Auto. Finally.
Wait.
I finally want to get into Grand Theft Auto.
You haven't even mentioned Sleeping Dogs. Like, has he? Did you?
He mentioned it earlier.
Yeah.
Today. Earlier today?
Yeah.
I've been playing it for like 3 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's a good game. It was for free on Xbox a couple weeks ago, and I've just been playing the fuck out of it. I haven't had time for anything else. I haven't had time to buy any PS4 games.
Oh, yeah, still no... My PS4, it is gameless.
I'm going to get Tomb Raider one of these days. Get off my fat ass.
Well, you just got to wait. I mean, they're going to come out with something eventually that you're going to... enjoy the new thing. How about you?
Tomb Raider's a good game, too.
I can't wait to just murder that bitch a lot. Yeah. Just stab her. I've seen a lot of videos of stabbing her through the
throat. You want her to not get killed, but...
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Only because you can't make your hands work as fast.
Just the parachuting level, where you're trying not... You have to try and avoid trees, and you every time you hit a tree, she gets impaled.
Yeah.
Is that the one through the head? Like, right through here?
No, that was a different one. That was like a zip line, or like
every tree has the same branch pointing at the same angle.
Dude, you don't know what a fucking Forbidden Island does.
It's true, I don't. I've never been to one.
The boulder scene at the beginning of the game just got me over and over.
Let's see, today I started another beta of Elder Scrolls Online. I actually got to the PvP area, and it was actually pretty cool.
I watched it crash on you.
You did watch the game crash on me, which was awesome.
It's like, hey, what were you doing? I was enjoying your game, but
yeah. When the game crashes, you have to fill out a bug report. It's like, what were you doing when it crashed? Playing the game.
You should do that next time it crashes, like outside of enjoying your game, because it looked.
What were you doing? Well, I was in my room in my pajamas.
You totally were. 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
You're in pajamas.
I got some pajama pants
that he's cut off and made shorts out of.
Well, they ripped, so I turned them into shorts.
That's frugal.
Well, they're my favorite pajama pants.
But now they're his favorite pajama shorts.
It's true.
What were you doing? Well, on one monitor I was playing the game, the other one I was watching RedTube, and then all of a sudden it froze, and I don't understand why. And Tori Black up, and there was just spit and cum everywhere, and the game froze.
Speaking of porn, dude, I found a great site, and I think the internet needs to find it. No, it's just called PornMD.
Porn Doctor?
PornMD. It is every... It searches every single porn site out there.
And podcast over.
I am out! So you guys enjoy that next time. PornMD.com.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
You are welcome, internet. Unless you're under the age of 18, then the casual cowards...
Take that laptop away from him.
Yeah, just get it away.
No, don't take it.
You were going to go to PornMD, weren't you?
No, I'm not actually. I'm just highlighting the same word over and over again on our outline.
Well, what the fuck? All work and no play makes Chester a dull boy.
I just want to see it. Just get on with it. Get on with it.
All right. So what else is going on? What else is going on in the world? Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
Will never end.
Thank God.
I'm pretty happy about that.
Me too.
I am physically excited about that because I love me. Now that they've done the whole, hey, we're taking your memories to make movies. They can just do whatever the fuck they want. There was none of that stupid story with that British asshole and the dumb girl.
Climbing in your memories.
Yeah, it's awesome. You don't even, yeah.
Well, I was saying, like, they picked a perfect franchise to never end because they can just keep going back to whatever. I was, like, to Desmond 4 weeks ago.
Yeah. Or, like, I was saying, like, if Desmond's going to relive memories, he can't remember where he put his keys.
Yeah.
I lost my keys.
Where did I go? Let's use the multi-million dollar animus.
Take me back to last night when I got home from the bar.
Cox, I dropped him in the toilet.
It's just him in blue jeans running around his living room, just, like, in the load screen, like,
like, you're on the wall, the grandma on to, and you fall back down.
So... Yeah, I really don't want them to run into the ground, even though you have to admit that they're starting to become hit or miss. Like, they've gone from, like, big blockbusters to...
I think 3 missed.
I think 3 missed. That's the only miss. I think 4 was great, but the DLC was... I call it the Underwater Railroad.
I haven't played it yet because you made it sound so dismal.
It's really short. I don't know. It was the same game.
Well, I don't want them to start like grasping for shit to do because we have to get another game out.
Well, yeah, but I mean, now that they've done what they've done and they've pretty much taken the whole Desmond into the world, all that garbage out, they can go just jump into any fucking time period they want to.
Well, they can. They can, but at the same time, are they going to make a game that you're going to want to drop $60 up front when it comes out to play it? Like, really?
Yes.
You're just going to do it?
I will not even question it.
It depends. I mean, if they have as rich a character as Ezio, like...
Or even...
Connor was crap.
Captain Kenway. But Kenway was awesome.
I liked him.
He was a pimp. That's what you need, is you need that pimpish kind of Ezio, Kenway kind of character.
The lovable scamp.
The lovable scamp.
Yeah, that's what you need. And Connor was not that. He was the stoic. And I want the stoic asshole.
That scamp.
By the way, the chick that played his mom, I saw her in an episode of Supernatural last night.
Fantastic. So
she's actually a Mohawk Indian.
Please stop watching Supernatural.
I can't. Dude, hot dudes hunting ghosts? That's badass.
Speaking of hot dudes hunting ghosts.
Oh, we're going to get that later, but we can do it. We can talk about it now.
It's a good segue.
Is it? Because really...
We're sad. This is like a really loss for everybody.
Yeah. One of my personal heroes.
That you didn't even have know how to pronounce his last name correctly.
It's Harold Ramey.
It's not Harold Ramey. It's Harold Ramis.
He's the other Ramey brother. Did a couple of episodes.
He actually got so mad at Sam and Ivan Ramey. He's just like, I'm changing my name. It is now Ramis.
And he decided to fight ghosts because that's what Evil Dead was all about, was evil shit. And he said, I'm going to fight that.
Yeah,
he
so that. When did he pass away? He passed away
He's busting ghosts in heaven now.
Was that Wednesday?
All I could think about was the busting ghosts. I'm like, Harold Ramis, busting makes me feel good. That doesn't work.
No.
So when did he die? Do we know the date?
It was Monday. What was the date on Monday?
24th.
Let me check the text message that I sent to my mom.
Monday was the 24th. I know that because Tyler knows that.
Thank you.
He co-wrote Ghostbusters, Stripes, Caddyshack,
yep.
Groundhog Day. I mean,
I love Groundhog Day.
Analyze this. Amongst being in like other movies, like, I mean, just being an actor, being a director, a writer.
He was in that movie you like a lot, Orange.
Orange County. Yeah, he was in Orange County. He actually takes ecstasy and comes down like just rubbing himself, like. No, we should do this. So I'm really sad about it. Like I said, there are a couple pictures on Reddit of drawings of different things that actually made me kind of well up a little bit.
Oh, that cartoon where like he's a ghost and they're pulling him into the trap.
They have the trap up and they're waving goodbye to him. The other one was where he was walking into the light and there was a wall and he set his proton pack up against the wall and he's walking into the light holding Slimer's hand.
Oh, that's adorable.
Dude, it was sad. So Harold Ramis is dead. We're very sad about that. Absolutely. Also, we haven't had an episode where we've recorded that we could talk about it. Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Brand. I heard some disturbing shit today about that.
Really?
They found him with a needle in his arm.
Oh, that was old news.
I just heard that today. The needle is still in his arm. Jesus Christ.
The way that they knew it was drug overdose, like the day that he did it, is because the cop who found him, who went to his apartment and found him, told the reporters that they found a needle in his arm. So they knew it was a drug overdose.
Speedball, dude.
That'll happen.
Never mix heroin and cocaine.
We were trying to... Chester's having a problem waking up today, so we were trying to figure out how to mix...
I was talking about mixing heroin and a Monster energy drink.
I was saying it could be a Monster Ball.
It's a liquid Speedball. Monster Ball. Jesus Christ.
Monster's Ball.
Yeah, Monster's Ball. So that would be work. So, yeah.
It was great having sex with you, Halle Berry.
Oh, God. So... Of course, that we're going to talk about.
Sure, it was.
We give Harold Ramis like that most respect.
And then we just go straight into Dave Chappelle.
I love showing you
my monster's ball.
So, with Philip Seymour Hoffman, he was our favorite. He was Brandt.
Oh, yeah.
He was the bad
guy. About he is disabled.
He was the bad guy from Mission Impossible 3, which nobody watched.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was Mission Impossible 2.
Was it Pirate Radio?
He was in Pirate Radio. He was also in, what was the other? Oh, he was in Magnolia, which none of you guys watched, but I did.
I watched part of it, and then I realized that it wasn't for me.
He was also in Boogie Nights. He was the gay guy.
That's right.
He wanted to bang Mark Wahlberg's character.
That's right.
Dirk Diggler.
With that horrible with that fucking haircut.
Oh, yeah. So,
that's right.
Two people that are going to be missed, like, absolutely. So now we can talk about...
I'd like to think that it's because they're making another Lebowski movie that he did that.
Just on purpose?
On purpose.
He's just like, fuck this and
like,
fuck
this. Like, this doesn't need to
Lebowski movie?
Yeah, they are.
It's going to be... I'm not excited. You can't... It's a one-off story.
There's the third one.
It was perfect.
No. Are you talking about Bridges?
No.
John Goodman?
John Goodman?
My heart.
Oh, your heart is the third one?
My heart just died.
Okay, so to try to make a funny thing out of two people dying, they always come in threes. To complete the trifecta. So I posed the question before we started the episode, who do you think is coming next? Who's the third one to complete the trifecta of famous people? And this actually did complete the trifecta now that I think you, Shirley Temple was the first one. No, it was Philip Seymour Hoffman, Shirley Temple, now Harold Ramis.
I didn't know Shirley Temple died.
Yeah,
I didn't know she was still
alive.
Yeah.
Well, it's because she retired from acting at the age of 22. She actually became like a consulate or an ambassador to different countries.
Yeah.
Yeah, she apparently had a brain. So... If it were to be the trifecta, who would you think would?
Oh, I thought it would be B.B. King.
Yeah, he's got diabetes.
Yeah, he's 88 and he's diabetic.
That's where you went. You were just like, he's gonna die soon.
How
about you, Chester? The most depressing segment we're going to have on this show.
I don't even want to think about it.
All right, so Chester, I actually haven't.
Why do you things you say that come true?
I refuse to believe that anyone else is going to die. Ever
we're
again.
All going
to
die.
No one's going to die. Ever
Everyone's going to die.
No one.
You'll see later.
You and my wife should start a little petition because she doesn't want
to outlaw death.
No one's going to die ever.
She doesn't want my dog to die. I'm like, that dog is going to die.
Oh, that's how my girlfriend is too. It's just like I'm going to be a mess.
No, I told her because our dog's got a bad hip, so she's hobbling around. But then we also found a bump on the hip. I'm like, that could be cancer.
Yeah.
And if that's cancer, it's cheaper to buy the shot than to pay for any type of treatment.
Yeah. You know what else is cheaper is to buy the shells. I'll do it for you.
Old Yeller.
Take her out to South Mountain. Run. Feel free.
That's fucked up. I can't do that.
I'll hook you up,
bro. No.
I'll hook you up. You want the meat? You going to eat the meat?
No.
I'll take it.
No. All right, so we went downhill.
I can only carry 100 pounds, though.
Totally sideways. All right, so where were we?
So Dirk's dog is my pick.
What about you, buddy?
I couldn't think of anybody. The only person that I'd kind of want to die only because
I
hate
somebody else the other day.
I hate taking a day off and turning on NPR and listening to Diane Rehm's shitty voice. And as much as she's probably a sweetheart,
she's not that old.
Can't take it anymore.
She's not that old.
You know who else is old as dicks? Stanley.
No.
91.
Oh, he's done.
How old is he? 91.
Yeah, but he's got so much pep in his
step. That's the thing. He's the happiest old dude ever. He's probably going to live until he'd be 150.
It really should be a race between Hugh Hefner, Stan Lee, and...
Is Hef old, or did he just fuck himself to be that old?
No, I think he is old. I think he's in his late 80s.
He's probably 50 and just banged his way to 80.
Who's the guy bound? This is why I hate my brain whenever we start talking about things. He's bound to the wheelchair. He's Stephen Hawking? Yeah, it should be a race between Hugh Hefner.
I can't believe.
He's in his 70s.
He should have died with, 30 years ago.
With MS, right? Multiple sclerosis is what he has? No, Lou Gehrig's disease, yeah. That's who should be dying.
Well, his brain is going to let him live forever. That's the only thing holding him together is his brain is no, it's not time.
I can't do it.
Right.
Hugh Hefner is 87 years old.
Yeah.
So it's going to be... I just think that they can they must do blood transfusions or something.
No, it's Viagra.
William Shatner's 80 as well.
Blood pumping.
So,
but he's loving life right now.
So there are a myriad of
different
things.
But he's also
chubby,
so that doesn't help.
You know what's funny? We can actually segue to put that on there. Speaking of things that won't die, new Godzilla movie.
Oh yeah.
I hope it's as good as the last one.
It'll be better. I mean, they may not
I don't know how it could be.
Is it John Reno?
Who?
John Reno? John.
June? John Reno?
Yeah, John.
Is he in that? Oh, no, he was in the first one.
He was in the first one. He bitched that the French coffee was bad. And then, what's his face? The guy who married Horseface McGeller.
Ferris Bueller?
Yeah, Ferris Bueller.
Ferris Bueller versus Godzilla. Fight.
So, yeah, they aren't in there, but they do.
Save Ferris.
Wait, Hank Azaria was in that, too.
Oh, God damn it. He was, wasn't he?
He was the cameraman.
Oh, God. So, yeah, that's coming out. They got the preview up there, so it should be good. Chester wanted to mention, so we did. But kind of back to gaming news. I'm disappointed. They had two games that came out last week or this week that I really wanted to be good, but I just can't bring myself to spend the money on them after the scores. Thief.
That you spelled wrong.
I did. I before E, except after C. I know I should know that. I do that. Listen, I spell surveillance all the time.
Dirks and idiot.
Dirks and idiot. Thief. You know what? Nobody needs to know this shit, okay? They don't see what you see.
He doesn't see what anyone else sees either.
I really, you know what? I appreciate you calling me out, especially to keep me from doing what I did about Alfonso
Ribeiro
and for Mr. Wayne. But nobody needs to know that I spelled thief wrong. Okay. Cock. Well, so anyway,
no, no.
Yeah, Thief got a Metacritic score of 69, and then the user score was that. Abysmal, 5.3.
I love that that happened because everyone was jacking off about this game so much.
I never understood the appeal because I didn't like the first one.
Dan really liked the first one. Like, he was all about it. About it.
No, there's this kid at work. He's like, are you gonna get Thief when it comes out? Like, I don't know. No, it's not for me.
Well, first of all, I thought it was a third person game when it was on the PC, wasn't it? No, it was a first person. It goes to show how much research I did.
I had a roommate who really liked that game, but now he's dead. I could not get into it.
Yeah,
no, he's not.
Well, you know,
I don't think so.
When I was looking, I was watching the gameplay, and it's going back to spending $60 for a new game. I don't think I can do that. It looked like Elder Scrolls. It looked like Skyrim when you're sneaking around stealing stuff from people. It's like, okay, so you took the one element of that game and made it into a full game.
You took the most boring element of Skyrim.
Skyrim.
True. I mean, it is, but
it's been around longer.
Yeah. So, and then Castlevania Lords of Shadow 2. I really wanted that. I wanted that to be a game that you would like because
they haven't made a good Castlevania game since like the GBA. Well, seriously.
But it was it's one of those huge like third player like just absolutely over the top beat 'em up like God of War or.
That's not a Castlevania game.
But they're trying to branch out. I can't play the Castlevania games. They're just there's something about them that just won't.
You don't like side scrolling and whips.
I don't have that loaded up. God damn it! No. What was the game that you had about the girl with the her hair was her?
Oh, Bayonetta.
Yeah, Bayonetta, and then you also have the Crusade game.
What?
I think it was like the Crusades. It was, maybe it wasn't, I don't know.
You're thinking about Indiana Jones.
No, I'm not, but they're like those.
The Last Crusade.
Dante's Inferno.
I didn't have that.
Okay, you didn't.
My brother who will remain nameless had that game.
Yeah, so there's all those games that are kind of over the top where I really wanted this one to be. This one's got a better user score of 8.3, but the Metacritic score was 62. But I don't know, we'll see how it goes. And then we'll just touch on it real quickly. Go ahead.
We should spend a whole entire episode talking about the trailer for the Stick of Truth.
Stick of motherfucking Truth is about to hit.
I can't believe I didn't even know about this.
I'm amazed. It's been in the works for like 3 years.
It's my two favorite things ever. Turn-based RPGs and sex. Cartoons.
Damn it. Cartoons.
Cartoons are way better than the sex.
Sometimes. Especially when it's Justice League. Anyways, it's amazing. And it's remember that crappy South Park game on the 64?
Yeah.
We had to shoot turkeys.
Yeah.
And it was so all bad. 3D. This looks like an episode of South Park.
You play an episode of South Park, it's got the same timing. Like it's going to be amazing. And it's fucking turn-based.
Yeah. This is the turn-based RPG we've all wanted. And it's hilarious.
It's not the turn-based RPG that we wanted. It's the turn-based RPG that we deserve.
It really is. We deserve this because we've been waiting for a long time for a good turn-based RPG.
I didn't know that trailer was up there, and you just showed it to me, and I told you. And
it was hilarious.
We were laughing our asses off, but I would play Final Fantasy VII or any Final Fantasy remake Final Fantasy XIII in that engine, and I will fucking play, okay?
That was awesome.
Just give me my fucking turn-based shit. That's all I want.
It comes out the 7th?
March 7th is when it hits. So
pick that up.
I'm thinking April we may be doing a Stick of Truth episode.
I hope it really like sells really well.
So they do another one?
So they do more of this because it looks awesome. It's the turn-based game we want. And it's put together really, really fucking well.
And it's just kind of sad that THQ started it off. And I don't know if they kept a lot of the stuff that the THQ had before they sold off all their IPs. But I'm actually glad it found a home. Like Saints Row 4 found a home.
I mean, from what I could tell, it's got to be written by Matt Trey.
They've been heavily. That's why it's so good because Matt they were Trey. Heavily, heavily involved in the making of this game.
I almost said Matt Trey and Stone Parker.
These things happen again.
Those are their porno names.
Going back to it, we are a drinking podcast first.
You know, good rapper name Ice Trey.
Ice Trey. That is no, it's not. That's
now I have a to great change. Now name. I have to change my rapper name. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
I just got really bad tinnitus.
All right.
So that's pretty much it. So I know we had a lot of stuff to touch on. That's it, I guess. Yeah. So then we're gonna go ahead and just move into the this is Ryan's episode.
Oh, dude, that was the best segue ever. Earthworm fucking Jim. I've been pushing this episode, and every time I do, Dirk's just like,
"You are yelling."
I'm trying to talk over your loud ass music. Everyone looks at me like I'm a fucking crazy person.
You are a crazy person.
I am a crazy person, which is why I love Earthworm Jim.
God damn it.
Because I would imagine, internet, you don't know Dan. But when me and Dan get together, we are the weirdest fucking people on the planet. And if 15-year-old Dan and Ryan could have made a video game, it would have been Earthworm Jim.
I think you guys would have made it a little more, like, you know, accessible. That actually does make sense, because I told you earlier that this is a fucking insanity simulator.
It is an insanity simulator.
It's off the fucking wall, and it's hard, so nothing makes sense, and you can't get through it.
Yeah, I gave up on level one.
Jesus Christ.
I could not beat I'll admit it too. Trash can monster.
Did you at least launch the cow?
Yeah, no, you have to.
I think I forgot to launch the cow.
You have to launch the cow to get further. You didn't beat the trash can monster?
I used two continues on the first level trying to beat that, and I was like, this is stupid.
But what about the guy that drops French horns on you?
Done.
Yeah, did he even have a name?
He does in the cartoon. I don't remember what it is.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So, yeah, we are, for this we're talking about Earthworm Jim 1.
It's probably, like, French horn dropper.
Yeah, just...
Because the names of these characters are so unimaginative.
Yeah, it's probably guy wearing overalls with French horns for hands or something.
They're totally imaginative.
I just picked out another typo here. Professor Monkey for a butt.
I even told you it was head. After you said that out loud.
Why are you doing this to me? Why does this have to happen?
Because Dirk is an idiot.
You know what's funny is I just got the episode name. So you guys...
I personally... This was one of my favorite games. Well,
we need to say we're doing Earthworm Jim 1, Earthworm Jim 2, and the fucking cartoon.
The awesome, awesome cartoon.
Because... This is basically just going to be like idiot counter idiot, where you're just going to have to try to sell us this game, and then we're just going to dog on it because I couldn't get into it.
You know what your big mistake was? Is that you weren't doing what was indicative of every game of that generation.
Run and jump?
Cheat codes.
Oh, see, I didn't.
Because now, in this generation of games, there aren't cheat codes.
Were there cheat codes? I mean, I know cheat codes.
Invincibility. You have to do it because this game's too fucking hard.
Okay, so there we go. That's where I didn't do it because... First level. I stopped in the first level of the trash can monster too.
Everyone forgets about cheat codes. That's the only way to make it through Earthworm Jim. Because it's too much.
It does.
It's fucking bananas hard.
It's stupid hard.
The level, I have to admit it, the level design was really cool, really imaginative. You were going left to right, right to left, up and down.
It was linear. You had to go this way, but it wasn't just like Mario left to right.
No, and we are talking about Earthworm Jim 1, because they actually did change up. It had a lot of good ideas. I mean, not so much in Earthworm Jim 1, because going back to the Insanity Simulator thing, when you pass each level, you got to fucking race Psychro. And every fucking time, it's just like, it's over and over and over. Like, I beat it. I got to do this again. Oh, I beat it. I got to do this again. Fuck this.
Well, because you're eventually going to lose, and then you have to do the fight Psychro thing.
But you fight him, and then so you fight him the first time, and then you go back to racing him the next time, and then if you lose him again, you have to fight him again. So potentially, you'd have to fight Psychro like 8 times.
Well, you shouldn't suck at racing.
I'm,
here's a tip. Don't hit the asteroids.
I suck at the game. Don't
hit Andy's asteroids.
For a podcast that is about casual shit, this game is just...
And that's why you use the cheat code, so you can play it casually. I can, like, set down the controller without pushing pause and go and get a beer.
And then just come back and it's there.
And meanwhile, this crow's attacking me and it's going...
Well, yeah, and even in the first level, they had the crows that attacked you. And then they had, like, the Tasmanian devil dogs.
Oh, yeah, those things fucked your shit up.
Yeah, those things.
Go ahead. You talk about whatever the fuck you want to talk about.
The level design was really good because it took you all over, up, down, left, right, like you already said. So that was awesome. Areas. A lot of hidden. There's a lot of secrets.
Mm-hmm.
There was actually one of the games that I think it was the second one, had a secret level. And the characters were fucking stupid. You guys think they were... You guys think they were, like, too obvious? The names were... What did you call it? Help me out here.
Unimaginative?
I think they were fucking hilarious.
Professor Monkey for a head.
That's hilarious.
Had a monkey for a head.
He did have a monkey for a head.
But if you think about it...
Princess What's-Her-Name.
That's hilarious.
That was her.
Because there's in the second game, there's a part where you end up in a game show because you're a little. You're not even a worm. You're like a salamander swimming through an intestine.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And then you end up in a game show. And one of the questions is, what is Princess What's-Her-Name's real name? Turns out it's What's-Her-Name.
Yeah. Well, okay. So I will have to say that I did do a little bit of cheating while I didn't use cheat codes. I did just kind of like watch the level breakdown. This game didn't want you to win anything.
No, nothing. No, it didn't.
Because
it wanted you to die a lot.
They put you, first of all, they made the enemies really hard, and then I forgot which one of the levels, the hamster level in the tubes or down in the tubes.
Down the tubes?
Yeah, down the tubes. You had to get out of the tube and then fly around in that little bubble thing.
That fucked me up.
That was
bad.
One was timed, and two could shatter if you hit the walls too many times.
Yeah, that was rough.
Fuck. All that, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck all of
that's
that,
where the
dude.
Insanity simulator thing comes in. Because one time I died and I could see the docking station.
Oh.
And I just, like, it came into view and I ran out of time. It's like, if you would have given me one more fucking second, I could have docked. And I didn't even do any of the extra, you know, you go around the corner to get the extra man or whatever. It just, that shit was, I remember when I was younger, you could do it. But.
Yeah, you shot me a text message. You're like, are video games easier or am I just dumb?
Both.
I know that I'm dumb because it took me 15 minutes to, like, you know, understand that message. I was like, what is he?
It's both of those things. Games are easier nowadays.
Dumb.
They want you to get through them. And
because they want you to have fun playing it.
Well, because if this game...
And alcohol has destroyed my brain.
I kind of want to equate this game to Super Meat Boy, except Super Meat Boy is more accessible. Like,
no,
are you kidding me?
I died the shit out of...
I died the shit out of it.
No, but while you died really quick in Super Meat Boy, it restarted you right away. There was no lives. So, and then when you were done, I used to play levels in Super Meat Boy just to see the cascade of my fucking Meat Boys. Just
that was
just,
a cool feature.
So, that was pretty neat. Yeah. But this,
if you put this game out, is what I'm saying. If you put this game out against the really easy accessible games that we have now, this game would tank.
But if you think about it, this is one of the last true great platformers where you had to make it through the game, there were penalties, and if you didn't make it, you had to continue or you had to start over.
Do not judge me on how I drink my beer, Chester. Maybe I wanted 2.5
beers.
What the
fuck is going on over here?
He's got half a beer left. He just opened another one.
Well, that one's colder.
I'm just confused. That's all.
Well, now I have a quarter of a beer left. Chester, how about that?
Professor Monkey for a Butt. I just want to know what that would look like. What would Professor Monkey for a Butt look like?
I think we all know this.
I'll Photoshop it later and send it to you.
It actually wouldn't be as funny as, like, you know, the yin and yang style that Professor Monkey for a Head was. Also, while we're touching on characters, Queen pulsating, bloated, festering, sweaty, pus-filled, malformed slug for a butt.
Fantastic.
I think that's where I got the butt from.
Her level, stuck on this, like, Jesus Christ.
Her level is Buttville?
Buttville.
Buttville.
Buttville. Indeed. Indeed.
Yeah,
okay.
Just not impressed.
And that's where her twin sister, Princess
What's-Her-Name
is from.
Buttville?
They're twins.
Yeah, but she was an outcast because she's ugly.
Okay.
Because they're all supposed to look all insectoid and bloated, but she's all, like, slim and sexy, according
Princess
to everyone
is the
else.
Outcast.
Yeah, she's the disgusting outcast.
Again, with the Insanity Simulator, they have a story to explain this shit.
There's a story.
It's canon.
There's your boy Peter. I like Peter Puppy.
Until you make him mad and he wrecks your shit.
But that, I didn't,
if you drop a puppy.
The most that I played Earthworm Jim was Earthworm Jim 2, and it was the puppy love. We got that somewhere in here. Is that it?
Nope, that's
not
heck
puppy love.
Again. Oh, God. Didn't you write this shit down?
I did. There it is.
This. You know what's funny?
How many times do I have to explain to you drinking podcasts first?
this level was rough because...
I'll drink to that.
He'll start... When you get to the third level of this, and you get to the third round of the third level, there's just fucking tiny dogs flying everywhere.
Which is pretty fun because they had dogs like doing like swan dives.
It's like, yeah, when you bounce, and they'd be like...
Well, when I was younger and I did play Earthworm Jim 2, because I never even touched on 1, I just did 2, and I made it past that level, and I think the furthest level I made to was the hamster ball, and it was already really hard, and I used a bunch of continues.
Oh, you were almost to the end?
Well, I pushed the hamster ball off the screen. It glitched off the screen, and that was it for me.
Dude, that was like the end.
And I think I rented the game, so that was I was the last of it.
Yeah, you go in. you do that, you go through that whole level, and then you get to a level where you're chasing a door, but then you have to pick up an armoire and put it in the door's way so it falls, and then you can open it like a staircase and walk down it.
How about the first episode? Okay, so we've talked about Earthworm Jim 1. We'll move to Earthworm Jim 2. The first fucking level of Earthworm Jim 1, or Earthworm Jim 2, went from like a normal Earthworm Jim episode to riding a fucking chair upstairs while old grannies fell.
Did you ever let one land on you?
With this fresh!
Yeah, should they start beating you with their purse?
So that was just there, just wedged in there.
Yeah, and then you jump into a humongous light bulb and teleport. Why not?
Was it Earthworm Jim 1 that had the level that was just completely dark? And it had the lamppost, but it didn't show you. It just showed the lamppost light, and then it was a silhouette, and then they're just eyes. That had one of those games had that.
Well, I think that was part of Heck, wasn't it? I don't know,
dude. This game, nothing made sense.
I was trash when I was playing these.
I think they just made the game. They're like,
where the invincibility?
They just started throwing out levels because they could have literally put one level in front of any other level and it would have just made sense because nothing fucking made sense.
It didn't, and even two got even worse. Like one,
do you see how mad I am thinking about this? Talking about this game is.
You're getting insane. The insanity's in you.
Got crazy.
If you just pretend the whole game is a cartoon, it's a lot of fun. It doesn't have to make sense.
The cartoon doesn't make any sense and isn't fun.
You're not fun.
Well, and I equate it to you because I bought you, or I told you to buy, Super Big or Little Big Planet.
Okay.
When the PlayStation 3 came out, when we got a PlayStation 3s, I bought Little Big Planet. I really liked it, and then you bought it. And I'll admit, it's not as tight.
The jumping is unwieldy.
It is. That's the way I felt about all of Earthworm Jim. Was just like he runs, but like when he runs and lands, like it's not as tight for a game that's so hard.
I had that problem. It's so weird.
It was hard as shit to actually. You know how you had to swing from the hooks?
The swinging and like the whipping was rough.
Yeah.
That shit was rough. The snot swing worked a lot better, but the first game, the whipping and hitting those hicks.
You want to see something fun? I bet I can make Ryan do a whip noise. Ready? Nevada!
What is he talking about?
Damn it, you motherfucker.
That wasn't me. That was you. You did that.
I didn't do that. Nobody can prove that.
I don't.
Can't prove it. I knew you were going to not do that.
We're turning this into a video podcast. Now I'll do it.
Motherfucker.
All right, so here I want to... some of the other idiot, stupid characters that you hated that I loved a lot, like Evil the Cat. You know what I really liked? Was Bob the Killer Goldfish, because he didn't kill shit.
Well, he did. I think in the first level of Earthworm Jim 2, you actually had to put pigs on a slide to clog his goldfish bowl up. If not, he would come up and attack you. Or number four would attack you.
So number four, his evil...
Yeah, so number four would attack...
The humongous buff cat?
Yes, number four would attack you out of the water. I think, I don't know. The
like
game,
in the first game, you just walk up and knock his bowl over.
You know
and
what?
That's like the whole boss fight.
I'm actually just going to make up story points for this game because that's pretty much where it goes. Like, I mean, Earthworm...
Just make things up?
No one will know. I mean, I already have no credibility.
And then the second game, you walk up and you grab him out of his bowl and eat him.
Yeah, that was just, it was, you get to him, and it's just like,
ugh. No, it's all fight. It's like Mortal Kombat with the bloody fight, and you just walk over and eat him.
I felt bad, though, because a lot of the jokes for the game are lost to time.
Like, are they, though? Because I actually got some of them that I never got when I was younger.
Well, like, New Junk City was obviously New Jack City. I still don't know why they called Andy Asteroids Andy Asteroids?
I think it was one of the developers or something, like Lorenzen Soil. One of the guys that worked on the game, his name last name was Lorenzen.
Is that the one where you shoot the soil and it falls down and makes the level go up?
That one was rough too, because that was time too.
They're all.
Who did the music?
I don't know who did the music.
Tommy Tallarico.
Really?
Yes.
That makes me understand a little more.
Tommy Tallarico did the music.
I have no feeling about that.
Who is Tommy Tallarico?
Tallarico.
He does those video game live things. Or is it play? He does play, I think.
Well, like Let's Play?
No. There's two video game orchestra things. There's Play is the one with like play and it's like an exclamation point.
Oh.
And that's the rock one, I think, that Tommy Tallarico does. And there's Video Games Live, which is like Symphony.
I will break down Tommy Tallarico in the most political way that I can.
He's a douchebag.
Because I'll never meet him. Hopefully. So he makes from like a composer standpoint, like he is pretty accomplished when it comes to video game music. When G4 took over Tech TV, he had this show, like he was one of the G4 personalities, and he is an absolute idiot. Like yeah. just douchebaggery.
Douche muffin.
You can't really relate to him because his last name is Tallerico. I mean,
Tyler's last name?
Steven Tallerico? It is. It is.
So yeah, douchebag.
Anyway, he's very talented in making music, but as a personality, he's just, they tried to like make a yin and yang where they had, Jeff Healy? I can't remember who it was
remember.
They made two people that it was Tommy Tallarico was supposed to be like, you know, I'm a little bit country or rock.
No, he was rock and roll.
Yeah, he was rock and roll and the other guy. So it was all these guys going back and forth, and it was just it was cardboard meets
wet cardboard.
Yeah, wet cardboard. It was bad. It was just like, let's get this edgy guy in here, and it's Tommy Tallarico, and he just was an idiot. Probably yeah. what people say about me.
He makes good music, though.
He does. I
was looking earlier. He's actually done a lot of good games.
Well, but so you know what? So did Phil Spector. Look where that landed. You don't know who Phil Spector is.
This episode's about to end on a dark note. Starts on a dark note, ends on a dark note.
Are we that far along?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? We're just rambling on?
Yeah, we're just rambling now.
Do you want to do... Okay, so Earthworm Jim 2...
A lot of new weapons. There was the homing missile, which you just shot a house.
This was a house. I saw that. That was good. It was good stuff.
There was the triple spray gun, which you saw three bullets. There was the snot swing, which was amazing because it's actually stuck instead of your whip. You had to hit precisely on the fucking
hook. Well, yeah, they gave you a little more edge.
So that helped out a lot. But there was the shield. Manta!
I don't know. Was that from the cartoon?
No. The cartoon was amazing. Suck for not liking the cartoon.
Let's go ahead and talk about the WB cartoon.
It was during the heyday. What was it, 95, 94, 95 when it came out?
Yeah, 95.
During the heyday of the WB cartoons, like Animaniacs, Tiny Toons, well, shit like that.
The Tick was came
the
out
tick,
about that
the
time.
Fuck,
that was Fox. That was Fox.
But it was about that time when there was a lot of weird cartoons going on, and this one was the weirdest cartoon.
It didn't even make sense.
It doesn't have to make sense. It's Earthworm Jim.
Which is why it didn't... I don't know. That's all I got.
It's like trying to explain Star Wars by adding midichlorians. You don't have to explain it. Just let it happen.
Well, no.
to be fair, like, the Tick is pretty fucking weird, too.
It really is.
But I actually like that.
I like it a lot.
I love the Tick.
Well, you should make the Tick versus Earthworm Jim.
I know that what acetylsalicylic acid is because of the Tick.
Oh, yeah?
It's aspirin. No, it's penicillin. Damn it, I don't know.
Dirks and idiots.
Thank you,
Dirks
Patrick Warburg.
And idiots. Maybe it is penicillin. Acetylsalicylic acid? Shit. It was on a Tick cartoon episode.
You mean like
Tylenol is acetaminophen.
So it might be.
It's probably what it is.
Who cares? And,
now
and
I'm
going to
work and drink acetic acid and see what happens.
If there's anybody listening who's like some type of chemist, let me know, or pharmacist. But
yes,
or anybody that has a Google.
Send us a direct message on Twitter.
Yeah, direct message. So, apparently we're running a little long in two.
We are running a little long. You guys didn't make it into the cartoon as far as I did. There was a Star Wars episode, which you missed. Sorry you missed that, bro.
I can't get it. The first episode was he was trying to find a new... It started off weird as shit. It was just like, so Earthworm Jim, we meet again! And
yeah.
It was Professor Muncie for a Butthead.
I did like how each episode...
Muncie for a Butthead. Muncie
for a Butthead. I like it.
Got it. I caught myself.
Like, the episode would start off where they're like,
join our heroes.
They're halfway through. Like, they're almost done with an adventure already.
Yeah.
And they don't tell you how they got there. It's just they're in a really fucked up situation. And then they get out of it. And then an episode
of a whole new adventure starts.
Yeah, a completely different episode or adventure.
There's a lot. If you watch, like, get through one or two episodes, there's a lot of adult humor. That you maybe didn't get when you were a kid.
It's a WB show. There's going to be adult humor.
There's
like
a lot of adult humor.
And
when, like, he is trying to get out of his suit so he can get Peter to use him as a whip. So he's like, I'm going to use all of my extra worm juice. And he's like, and like gets all juicy and gets out. He's like, whip me, buddy, whip me. And he's like, use me like a whip. So yeah, there's a lot of adult humor in it. It's Shrekish, I guess. Where there's adult humor, but you don't get it when you're a kid. They hide it very well.
But that's the way that all those shows were.
Yeah, like if you go back and watch Animaniacs, you're like, oh, this is fucking filthy as shit. Yeah. I just didn't understand it when I was younger.
Yeah.
So, I'm sweating like a fat guy.
We are in a back room.
Yeah.
So I'm going to, we didn't really get to it, but one of the better levels, let's just, we're going to go out on Heck. Why not?
Oh, the music for Heck was amazing. Heck? What the heck?
Thank you, Tommy Tallarico.
Yeah, because he wrote this song.
He did, didn't he?
No.
I know.
Just kidding. He wrote it. That was just cool because it did like the, and then it turned into something else. Oh, this is perfect music for this level. It's like, I love how they did Hell. Like, they did all the disgusting farting, puking, disgusting shit jokes, and they called the level Heck.
You can't say, you can't.
Hell was too racy.
Nintendo. Oh, there's the big long pause waiting for it.
Pause is so long, it doesn't do that in the game. Anyway, yeah, I guess maybe Nintendo wouldn't let you call it Hell.
There it is.
And then it's just like lounge music.
That was mine.
Murder lounge music.
Anyway, I think we're going to go out on the lounge music side.
We should,
let's do it.
Again, this is the 18th episode. We are the Casual Cowards of Gaming. We are on Stitcher. We are on iTunes.
We're on that other one.
Pocket Cast.
Pocket Cast.
We're on the internet.
We're on Facebook.
Twitter.
We're on Twitter.
We have an RSS feed.
We do have an RSS feed, which is what everything pulls from. But if you go to our newly revamped site that Chester was so nice to update for us, you can get to any one of those sites that we talked about right from our little homepage.
Yeah, go to our website. I paid at least $7 for that.
At least.
I'd appreciate it.
So, that being said, remember we are still giving away another game. It is
Formula One.
Formula One 2013 PAL version. And thank you, Jealous777. You win a game.
Yeah. I'm going to deliver it personally.
I bet this person's
got to wear pants.
I got this person, like, he's got a dumbass name, like Greg or something.
That's the worst name.
Ugh. Nobody likes a Greg.
Gross.
Anyway.
He probably collects car parts. Greg. Awful. To cars he doesn't even own.
Thank you for listening to the 18th episode of the Casual Cowards of Gaming. My name is Dirk.
I'm Chester.
I'm Earthworm Jim.
Welcome to the Casual Cowards of Gaming. Ah, fuck that up. Welcome to the Casual Cowards of Gaming episode. Damn it. God fucking damn it.
I like the way you do things.
No. Damn it. I'm just looking at you.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to look at you.
Okay.
Everybody look at something else. Don't look at each other.
Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Me. Drinking podcast first. Dude, when this podcast thing falls through, I think we got like an acapella thing going. Which one of you motherfuckers wants to get down and freaky?
I got a piece so bad.
Me first.
Can we space dock? Can we?
No? Let's sword fight.
Nobody?
Let's sword fight.
Come on.
Oh, God damn it.
Come on, for Harold Ramis, let's cross the streams.